Is there anybody in here who ever went through anything and the first thing you thought is, God, you said you love me. If you love me, why am I going through it? And he's saying, you're questioning my love because I let it come into your life. I let it come into your life because I love you.
This is Treasure Truth with Pastor Nather James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us as we continue to look at Isaiah 43 today in a message, Have No Fear, God Is Here. And Pastor, I think most of us, if we're going to be honest, me included, would say, yeah, when that pain hit my life, I wondered, God, why in the world are you letting me go through this? If you love me, why are you letting me go through this? But you're saying we need to change the way we're thinking about that. If God's letting us go through that painful thing, you're saying ultimately it's because he does love us?
Yes. I'm saying that everything that God allows to come into our life is because he loves us. Now, see, here's the problem. Sometimes our definition of love is skewed because I would, if you say, well, what's your definition of love? That if you love me, you never do anything to hurt me, to harm me. You never let anything come into my life that would disappoint me or discourage me. That's not biblical love. Mm. There's a whole lot of Ford in Ford when there should be more Lord in Ford. And often what God has to do is use my circumstances as the hammer and the chisel in his hand to chip off the Ford so that people can see the Lord. Mm. And it's painful. I don't like it. But God does it because he is making me better, not bitter. And he's forming me into the image of Christ. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's ahead, but something is ahead where I'm going to need to be on a higher level of maturity to be able to deal with it. And it's like I used to work out. And of course, you can see now my chest that was up around my chest area has slid down. It's now around my waist.
I don't know. I still wouldn't want to mess with you.
But I used to lift weights, and I would lift them 5 pounds, you know, just working out. But then 5 pounds didn't work anymore.
Right.
Then I had to go to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then when 10 stopped working, I had to go. That's the Christian walk, that God is working things in us, out of us, and we need to know that's part of the development process, those trials, those tests, the tribulation. And as we are being exercised in these trials, we are getting stronger. So we can look back, and I can look back and say, things that used to floor me don't even faze me anymore.
Hmm.
You know, and now I'm on to bigger problems and trials and tests.
So you're saying that if our faith is being stretched and we're growing, that just means God's got bigger stuff
That's
coming
it.
Our way.
You know, I heard Dr. Ravi Zacharias say, whom God will use, he will always bruise.
Hmm.
I believe that.
Yeah.
The more the bruising, the more the using.
And that is something that is we're being bruised that we can hold on to. So let's open our Bibles to Isaiah 43 and just be reminded of the truth. We can have no fear because God is here. Here's Pastor Ford.
Look at verse 2. When you pass through the fire, I will be there. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Notice what he says. You're going to go through. It's a when, not if. And notice what I said earlier. He don't promise you're going to get out. He don't promise it's going to be easy. He don't promise you're going to like it. He don't promise that it ain't going to be painful. He just promised one thing. You'll go into the water and you're going to get wet, but you ain't going to drown. And you go into the fire and you will not be burned. Maybe you're going through the fire because God is trying to burn the earthly empire off of you so that you'll focus on the heavenly empire. Maybe it's because you got the wrong power. Maybe you got the power on TV 32 instead of the power of the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's because he's trying to keep you from a scandal. Come on, man, preach. I thought I'd throw a little TV in there. Get somebody mad at me. He talk about empire scam. I don't know what he's talking about. That's my show. Let's move on. He said, because you're the property of God, because you're the preservation of God. Number three, verse 3a. Listen to what it says. He says, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Stop. He says, the third reason that you don't have to have any fear is because of the person of God. He identifies himself. Why? He wants us to know that whatever is bigger than us, he's bigger than it. I'm so glad I've got a God who's bigger than what's bigger than I am. And so what does he do? Hey, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. Verse 1, God is able. Verse 2, God is available. Verse 3, God is awesome. You know what he's telling us? Verse 1, he's powerful. Verse 2, he's present. Verse 3, he's perfect. I told you this before, but I'm going to repeat it because I do use Google a lot. And a couple of days ago, my Google went out and I was calling everybody. I can't get my Google back on. I can't get my Google on. Because I get a lot of information from Google. I just call them my phone. They say, what about something? Let me Google it. And so my administrative assistant said, okay, we're going to teach you how to do this computer thing and get it together. You got to start doing your own stuff. So I started doing my own stuff. I wish I was like Brother Garland. He does all his own stuff on a computer, puts his PowerPoint together, everything. I can't do none of that yet, Doc. And so I'm trying it. So I wanted to do a series called God is Able. And I knew there was about 8 or 9 of them, but I said there got to be more than what I know. And so I punched in, God is Able. And it said, no references found. I said, that's what I'm talking about. I called up my administrator. I said, this thing is stupid. I said, I know at least 4 or 5 of them. You know, God is able, you know, but God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, you know, and it didn't even pull up anything. She said to me, without missing a beat, did you capitalize the G? I looked and it was a small G. And lo and behold, the stupid computer became a smart one and the smart pastor became stupid because the computer was saying to me, I do not recognize a God who is able with a small G. What you gotta do is capitalize God. And once you capitalize God, then all the references came through. There were 30-something references, but God. And I said, oh, I wonder, is the assembly like me, walking around with a small G, and you need to change from a lowercase G to an uppercase G so that you can get some references, because God won't answer when you make him too small. I'm in Bible territory, and now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the mighty working power in us. Now I don't have time, but I got to go through this because I'm a teacher, not a preacher. And I want you to see something here. I want you to see something that just blew me away. 13 eyes in this pericope. Watch this. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou pass through the water, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I made him. 13 eyes. Do you think that God is trying to get our attention? I think he is. And it's like sometimes what we do is we forget who gives us everything. It wasn't your job. It wasn't who you know. It wasn't your education. James said it this way. He said, but every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. Yes. We've got it twisted. We think it's agency and not source. Remember what God did? God had the ravens feed Elijah. And then the brook dried up and the ravens stopped coming. Why? One reason, many reasons, but one of them is this. I can't have you thinking and depending upon ravens and brooks. I can't have you looking at agency when I'm the source. So I got to shut that down so that you won't be looking at ravens and brooks and you'll look to me and you will realize I'm the one that did it. So I'm going to supply a widow for you. And then on and on it goes. That's what God does. You ever heard that story about this guy? He went off to the service. And so every day he sent his boo a love letter. And he was in there for 3 years, Brother Dave, in the Marine Corps. Got to be Marine Corps. We were Marines. And for 3 years, that's a lot of letters, isn't it? Yeah, 365 every year. Guess what she did? Say, what she do? She married the mailman. Yeah, she got it twisted, didn't she? Yeah, the mailman kept giving her the love letter. Oh, well, let me move.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., a message called Have No Fear, God is Here, and we're going to get back to this teaching in just one moment. I want to let you know, if you ever miss a broadcast, come to our website. You can always listen online at treasuredtruthradio.org. You can also listen if you have the Moody Radio app. You'll find it at your favorite app store like iTunes or Google Play. We can link you to that when you come to our website. Again, it's treasuredtruthradio.org. Well, we are in Isaiah 43, so join us there as we get back to the message.
So notice this. Let me drop it. Notice everything is about this person. Notice the character of his person. What's the character of his person? Four things he says here. He talks about his invincibility, his immensity, his immutability, his imminency. Those are the four things that he names there when he says that. Those are all theological terms. I know you don't understand them, but the old preacher would say it this way. He's so high, can't get over him. So low, can't get on him. So wide, can't get around him. What is that? That's the transcendency of God, that God is high, is lifted up, and above all of his creatures, he is the creator. What does it mean? He's so wide. It's called the immensity of God, that there's nowhere that God is not. He fills all time and space. And then the ubiquity of God, that God is the God that is everywhere at the same time. Then notice the comprehensiveness of his person. What does this apply? Take my word for it, but you go through. This seven verses covers our person, our pardon, our purity, our promotion, our protection, our prominence, and our posterity. Those seven things. Look at the consistency of his person. The first verse are the eyes of the past. 2 through 5 are the eyes of the present. And 6 and 7 are the eyes of the future. Notice the comprehensiveness of his person. He identifies himself as Jehovah Elohim, as Jehovah Shammah, as Jehovah Mekadishim, as Jehovah Shalom. This thing is powerful. But then notice with me, number 4. Fourth reason you don't have to fear because God is here. It is the passion or the love of God. Listen to this verse. Listen to this. He says, since thou wast precious, put a pen there, in my sight, thou hast been honorable, put a pen there, and I have loved thee, put a pen there. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Now you got to understand what God is saying here. Now let me just set it up this way. Because we talk about the love of God all the time. Let me set it this way, okay? Let me set it this way. Is there anybody in here who ever went through anything and the first thing you thought is, God, you said you love me. If you love me, why am I going through it? Is there anybody who would tell true shame to devil? Even though there were a lot of hands up, that wasn't enough. Because some of you sitting there lying, thinking that that makes you spiritual. Put both mine. And I add stuff to it. I'm a pastor. I'm going through all this for you. They only got to put up with me, one person. I got to put up with them, 800. Thought you loved me. Every time I turn around, somebody critical about something. Thought you loved me. Every time I come around, I got to deal with this one who don't like this. I deal with that one who don't like this. And deal with that one. I thought you loved me. And what we don't understand is God is saying, I do. That's why I gave them to you. That's why you got haters, because they love you. Yeah, because he knows that you ain't going to do nothing but sit on your rusty dusty. But when somebody start hating, God uses your haters as your elevators. God use your haters as your motivators. God use your haters as your consecrators. God uses them. You will get on your knees quicker with a hater than 10 people who love you. You'll seek God's face quicker when somebody hating and when you ain't got no money. And he's saying, you're questioning my love because I let it come into your life. I let it come into your life because I love you. Anybody ever read The Velveteen Rabbit? It's an old story. Listen to this for the first time, some of you. It's a story about two toys. A new toy, a rabbit, and an old worn out toy, a skin horse. What is real? Asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side. Does it mean having things that buzz inside of you and a stick out handle? Skin horse, real isn't how you are made. It's a thing that happens to you when a child loves you for a long time. Not just to play with, but really loves you. Then you become real. Does it hurt? Said the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. When you are real, though, you don't mind being hurt because you know the hurt is a demonstration of love. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, the rabbit asked, or bit by bit? Skin horse, it doesn't happen all at once. You become, and it takes a long time. See, the deeper they dig the hole, come on, somebody remembers, the higher they're going to make the skyscraper. Okay, let me come with something different. God was working, and a curious person walking by said, wow, that's intricate. What are you doing now? He was building the church, and the church was already built except for the steeple. And so he said, what is that? I mean, I see you're done with the building, aren't you? And he said, well, no, we have one more piece to put in. It's at the top of that steeple. He said, really? So what are you doing it down here for? Listen to this. I'm carving it out down here so that it fits up there. He carving on us down here to prepare us for up there. That's it. I'm just a work in progress. That's all. I ain't perfect. I don't got it all together. But one day, I'm going to be with him. And then the Bible says, at that day, I will see him as he is, and I will be like him. The transformation will take place as I'm going up in the air. I'll be transformed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I'll look just like Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. So here's what he's trying to get them to understand. They're saying everything has changed. We've lost our income. We lost our home. We're being taken into captivity. We have no bling. We have no Benjamins. We have no Benzes. We are broke, busted, disgusted, and can't be trusted. God, what do you want us to know? My love hasn't changed. And when you look at those words in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Masoretic text, here's what you find. Though every one of those words, those three words, that word would be agape in the New Testament. That word precious would be what Peter would use to translate that Jesus Christ is a precious stone. That word honorable is the same word that would be translated that the Lord Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone and he is precious. All those words were about Jesus. You see what he's saying? Listen. Help me tell somebody. I don't got too much longer to preach to you this morning. But look at somebody and say, Saint, God can never love you more than he does now. And he'll never love you less than he does now. Tell him you are loved by God. Unconditionally. Unmerited. Unparalleled love. So things have changed, but they all change. And he said, my love for you have it. The way I esteem you and consider you precious in my sight, that hasn't changed. The unconditional love hasn't changed. I'm here right now, and you ain't living right, you ain't acting right, you ain't walking right, but yet I haven't abandoned you. You tried to get away from me, and every time you did, you turn around, I was right there. I said, I put something together. I say, everything has changed. What don't change, Pastor Ford? Here they are. Let me just give them to you. Say, give them to us. All right. This ain't move on after that. Yeah. Number one, God is still sitting on his throne. Number two, God never sleeps nor never slumbers. Number three, Jesus still saves. Number four, the Bible is still God's word. Number five, prayer still changes things. Number six, Jesus still loves us. Number seven, preaching is still God's method. Number eight, his grace is still sufficient. Number nine, God still inhabits praise. Number 10 and 11, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And don't forget the last one. There's still room at the cross for you.
That is Pastor James Ford Jr., a message called Have No Fear, God is Here. Well, have you come to the cross of Jesus? As Pastor Ford said, there's still room. There's always room. But if you've never come and claimed these promises, don't delay. Come right now. We've got someone standing by to take your call at 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM. You're listening to Treasured Truth, and you can find us online at treasuredtruthradio.org. You know, Pastor, one of the things that I think is really cool is just to hear from new listeners who stumble across this radio program either online or through the radio. And it is there for them today because someone previously had given and helped get this program off the ground.
Amen. That's right. It reminds me of those lepers in the Book of Kings. They had found food in the Syrian camp, and they said, we would be remiss if we didn't go back to the city and tell everybody the famine is over, there's a feast. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, not just Treasure Truth, but when you listen to Moody Radio, you feast on the Word of God. Great expositors of the Word of God. And who would not want someone else to be built up in their most precious faith by the teaching that comes across the Moody Network? And you can do that.
You can do that by coming to treasuredtruthradio.org. Click on that donate button. There you can give a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly gift. Again, that's at treasuredtruthradio.org and click on donate. Thanks for doing that. Thanks to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.